The people on the show tonight are probably the most talented people in the folk field. You will be seeing and hearing the very traditional sounds in folk music. What? Can you turn this up a little? Can you hear me now? You will be hearing the very traditional sounds in folk music this evening, and also some of the more modern sounds in folk music. The main thing is for you to enjoy yourselves, not only the people up here, but yourselves. If you want to join in and sing and dance in the aisles, or stamp your feet, or anything that you want to do, feel free. The spirit moves you. Now, the beginning, we have two gentlemen that are coming out and sing for you that just radiate the joy and enthusiasm of their music. And if you don't keep in mind that there are only two people out here, you sometimes forget. We have a meeting here tonight, and we have Joe and Eddie.
Let me ride. Swing down, chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy. I've got a home on the other side, my Lordy. Swing down, chair, stop and let me ride. Hallelujah. Swing down, chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Time, Lord, you killed 10,000 hours. If this time, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, I would ride that chariot now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you swing down, chair, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down.
Samson was walking all alone. Then he looked on the ground. He spied an old jawbone. Lord, he picked up that jawbone and swung it round his head. And when that jawbone came down, 10,000 a week.
If I had my way, if I had my way, when this wicked world, I would ride that chariot. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Down in the valley, Lord,
traveling on. We'll travel with you, Christians, travel with you, sinners. We'll travel you, Christians, travel with you, sinners.
Travel with you,
Christians, travel with you,
sinners. I'll be
on traveling on. We'll travel with the rich, travel with the poor. I'll travel with the rich, travel with the poor. I travel with the poor. I've been a traveling all. Well, one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling. Oh, one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling, Lordy. One of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling. Stop all my traveling. Oh.
Lord, listen to me, got a rolling bone.
La Holland Timber. Till I wanted to scream, I should have killed him, cause it's so damn mean. A Harlem Timber, Lord, this one Timber got a roll. Lord, 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 a Harlem Timber, and I, yes, it's a Timber got a roll, roll, roll. Got to pull a timber, sun go down, Lord, get across the river, boats come round, Lord, drag it on down that dusty road. Jerry, let's dump this load of Harlem Timber. Oh, this is Timber, got a load in the morning, Harlem Timber. In my ear, this is Timber, got a load. Well, what you tell me, did you hear about Jerry?
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for such a warm welcome. We'd like to introduce the young men who are playing along with us so very well. A young man who has a great deal of classical background and is endowed with an equal amount of soul also on bass, Mr. David Phillips. Yeah. The young man on guitar travels with us all the time. He is something else. In the musical vernacular, he's a master of his instrument. He plays every type of guitar, any kind of guitar music. The very congenial Mr. Lewis Junebug Shelton on guitar. Woo! We'd like to do a song now that was written by a young man by the name of Freddie Neal. And Mr. Neal has a lot to say about things in general around us that should be corrected. He wrote one song that impressed us so much that we've recorded it and titled our newest album for it. It has a suggestion that we, when I say we, everyone, should tear down the walls, different social and mental walls that make living together for all people not as pleasant and harmonious as it could be. So we'd like to dedicate it to everyone here, everyone everywhere who is in favor of living together peacefully and harmoniously with everyone everywhere else. Tear down the walls.
Tear down the walls. Listen to freedom singing out. Tear down the walls.
you hear the church bells ringing out? Give every man the chance to take his brother's hand.
If you'd like to hear and see more of Joe and Eddie, you can see them at the Troubadour any night of the week. It can be said of Hetty West that she is probably a traditionalist in the purest sense of the word. And on back of one of her albums, "The highest art is in the illusion of artlessness, and perhaps the fullest expression of the self in art results from modesty, restraint, and awareness of tradition. All these things, then, are Miss Hetty West."
You served me wrong. You've kept me loving these 8 years long. You kept me loving in anguish and pain. I hope I'll be hanged if I ever love again. When these young men first begin to love, it's nothing but your honey and your little turtle dove. When you're married, it's no such a thing. Get up and make the bed, you big lazy thing. When I was single, I lived at my ease. Now I'm married, got a husband to please, and two young children to maintain. Oh, how I wish I was single again. One cries, "Ma, I want a piece of bread." Another cries, "Ma, I want to go to bed." I wash them, dress them, and put them all to bed before their father cusses them and wishes they's dead. Oh, Hubbard, you served me wrong. You kept me loving these 8 years long. Kept me loving in anguish and pain. I hope I'll be hanged if I ever love again. This is one of the older ballads from this country and from the British Isles. It's called The Brown Girl. Said as he walked out at the door, should I marry Fair Ellender or go and fetch the brown girl home? The brown girl, she's got house and land, Ellen, she's got none. Well, then I advise you, Thomas, my son, go and fetch the brown girl home. He rode to Ellen's house and knocked at the bell and it rung. None was so ready as Ellen herself. Ellender did come. What news, Ellen said, what news to me do you bring? Come to invite you to my wedding. Tomorrow's the day it'll be. Sad news, Ellen said. Sad news to me, I presume. I intended to be the bride myself and you to be the groom. Oh, mother, Ellen said. As he walked out at the door, should I go to Lord Thomas's wedding or tarry all day at home? Oh, Ellen, her mother said, you know your friends will be there. I have to admit I got it a little mixed up, but I'll finish it. So all of my foes. But if life spares me till tomorrow morning to Lord Thomas's wedding, I'll go. She dressed herself in silk so fine and in a veil of green. And every town that she rode through, they'd taken her to be some queen. She rode to Thomas's house, knocked at the bell and hit rung. None was so ready as Thomas himself. Thomas, he did come. He'd taken her by the lily-white hand, led her across the hall. He set her down by his bride's left side, among the ladies all. Oh, Thomas, Ellen said, your bride looks wonderful brown. You once could have had as fair a lady as ever the sun shined on. Yes, Ellen, Thomas said, my bride is wonderful brown. I've got more love for your little finger than the brown girl's house and land. The brown girl, she had a little penknife. It was so keen and sharp. She turned around to Fair Ellender and pierced it into her heart. What's the matter? What's the matter? Thomas said. What makes you look so pale? You always look so red and rosy. What makes your color fail? Are you blind? Are you blind? Ellen said. Or can't you very well see? Oh, can't you see my own heart's blood come trickling down my knee? He taken the brown girl by the hand, led her across the floor. He cut her head short off with his sword and kicked it against the door. He put the pint of the sword to his breast, the handle down on the floor. He hollered out, "Oh, boys, boys, was there ever such a wedding before?" He hollered out, "Boys, boys, paint our coffin black and bury fair Edinburgh and my arms and the brown." Called Anger in the Land. It's a song that I wrote the music for. My father wrote the words. He wrote it in 1950, just after he had met a Negro boy in Alabama whose brother had been lynched. Daddy wrote the poem about the lynching. Sorrow in the shanty, and there's anger in the land. A woman broods in silence close beside an open door. Flung on her flimsy doorstep lies a corpse upon the floor. You'll not ask me why I'm silent, the woman said to me. Her two eyes blazed with anger and her throat throbbed agony. Once my heart could cry in sorrow, now it lies there on the floor in the ashes by. They can't hurt it anymore. Let the wind go crying yonder in the treetops by the spring. Let its voice be soft and feeling like it was a living thing. Oh, there's grieving in the plum grove, sobbing in the sand. There's sorrow in the shanty, and there's anger in the land. There's a lot of us, but maybe we can all sing a song together. We'll get a lot of echo as well as singing, but let's try 500 miles. This way on the chorus, rather than the way you might know it. You might know it this way, the way that Peter, Paul, and Mary in the Kingston Trio sing it. 100 miles. miles, 100 miles. But don't sing it that way. Sing it. 100 miles. Did I tell you backwards? I think I did. The way I don't want you to sing it is 100 miles, 100 miles. The only difference I want you to do is a second note. Don't go up. Stay sort of down. If that makes sense, try it once with me. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow. 100 miles. Try it again with me. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow. 100 miles. If you miss the train I'm on, you'll know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow. 100 miles. Here we are. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow. 100 miles. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. I'm three. Lord, I'm four. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home, 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 away from home. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. If my honey said so, I'd railroad no more. I'd sidetrack my engine and go home and go home and go home. And go home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't make a living this away, this away, this away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't make a living this away. I told my little Eller just as plain as I could tell her. She'd better come along and go with me, and go with me, go with me, go with me, go with me, go with me. That she'd better come along and go with me. My shoes are all worn, my clothes are all torn. Lord, I can't go back home this away, this away, this away, this away, this away. Away. Lord, I can't go back home this away. If this train runs me right, I'll see John tomorrow night. For I'm coming home on number 9, number 9. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
The Dillards. have brought to the foreground a style of folk music that is uniquely American and for some time was lost, so to speak. Back porch, sometimes referred to, or bluegrass, whatever you choose to say. The Dillards broaden the whole meaning of the word. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dillards. Thank you.
We thank you all very much. We finally made it here. And it's a long way from home, which is Salem, Missouri, a little town down in the Ozarks. Thank you. I'd like to say one thing. Where we're from is only about 60 miles from Arkansas, but we're on the other side of the world from Orville Faubus. We want to play a bunch of music from our part of the country, and I think perhaps you'd be able to appreciate what we do a little more if I told you who everybody was. This is Dean over here on the mandolin, Douglas Flint on the five-string banjo back here. My name is Mitch, and that's Rodney Dillard, who we bring with us to remind you that every 60 seconds, mental illness strikes somewhere in our country. We're gonna do you a song about moonshining, since everybody seems interested in it for some reason or another. Moonshine actually isn't very good stuff. It's all right, however, if you want to get so drunk you have to hold on to the grass to lean against the ground and things. Back in the Ozarks, almost everybody's tried to make moonshine at one time or another, and we happen to have a neighbor who made it, and that's what this next song is about. It's about our moonshine-making neighbor and his two daughters who helped him in the still. And this song is true. This fella had two daughters who helped him with the still, and between the two of them, I believe that they had the worst case of the uglies I have ever seen. They're what back home we call big woolly girls. Type where if you lifted up one arm, two bats and a whippoorwill fly out. At any rate, these two girls helped their dad with a still. One of them, who was the big, hefty one, she was a mammoth, all covered with hair and different things. And she hauled the mash off every day and dumped it out in the woods. And the other one, who was the small one, and a little bit prettier than, well, maybe not prettier, she didn't have a mustache like the other one did, worked on the production end, corking up the bottles and different things. We've made up a song about it. We want to do it for you, and it's called Dooley.
Was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. And Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley, slipping up the holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. Came for him, slipping through the woods, but Dooley kept behind them all and never lost his goods. Now Dooley was a trader, went into town he'd come, sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley, slipping up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar, Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. Sorry, and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on the mountain, he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley, slipping up the holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. And I'll pay you back someday.
Thank you very much. We're going to do you a sad song because, well, what do you want, Rod? A Look, Rodney, you're not going to play your harmonica at the Hollywood Bowl. Good heavens. Oh, no, no, it isn't that sort of thing. He's got a little bitty, dicky old harmonica we let him play to kind of pamper him a little, and it's not worth much. What we wanted to do is to do a song for you that has a lot of meaning to it. This is from our part of the country, and it's a song about a girl who is scragged by her boyfriend, which is a clean word, incidentally. This is sort of a sad song. The name of it is Polly Vaughn. Yeah. Ronnie, look, I told you and told you, just because they encouraged you a little bit. Douglas has told you about the harmonica. Dean has mentioned the harmonica. I have mentioned the harmonica. You're not playing the harmonica. Rodney has varicose brains. The name of the song, incidentally, is Polly Vaughn.
Setting of the sun. For Polly's own true love, he shot in the dark. But oh, and alas, Polly Vaughn was his mark. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and he took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. He ran up beside her and saw that it was she, crying, Polly, oh Polly, have I killed thee? He lifted up her head and saw that she was dead, and a fountain of tears for his true love he shed. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and he took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. In the middle of the night, Polly Vaughn did appear, crying, Jimmy, oh Jimmy, you must have no fear. Just tell them you were hunting when your trial day has come, and you won't be convicted for what you have done. For I'd my apron wrapped about me, and you took me for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was me, Polly Vaughn. In the middle of the trial, Polly Vaughn did appear, crying, Uncle, oh, Uncle, Jimmy Randall must go clear. The lawyers and the judges stood around in a row. In the middle, Polly Vaughn, like some fountain of snow. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and they took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn. Alas, it was she, Polly Vaughn.
Thank you all very much. I thought we'd finish with a tune that I guess of everything we do is best known out in this part of the country, because it's one of the first tunes we started doing out here. It's a tune where Dean comes up and does a little 8-bar spasm on his mandolin. Then Douglas runs in, does the same thing, only he elaborates on it a little bit. And they each pass it back and forth, adding different little things to it to try and cripple the other one when his turn comes. And this is one of our hotter... Rodney, what did I tell you about the harmonica? I told you that we did not want you to play the harmonica at the Hollywood Bowl, didn't I? Douglas told you? Dean, give me your harmonica, Rodney. Put it in my hand, Rodney. put it in my hand, Rod. I wouldn't. See what I mean? This is the world's littlest harmonica. Rodney, come up here under the lights where everybody can see you, please, except those in the last row. Now, I want you... He looks better from up there. You know what we do in these cases, Rodney? Open your mouth and say, ah. Rodney, open your mouth and say, ah, please. Now, as I started to say, this is a fast tune between the mandolin and the banjo, and I think of... Well, I might have known something like that would... What do you want, Rod? What do you mean, me say, ah? Very funny. Now, without further ado, we're going to do dueling banjo, just as we get all tuned up sharp. Rodney, I've told you 100 times not to put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. As a little boy, Rodney used to take a big snake out to kill sticks with. Come on, Rod.
You want them back?
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dean and Douglas and Rodney and myself, you've just got too much good talent waiting for you tonight to listen to us again. Thank you, however, so much. Good night.
If Theodore Bickel... were the only artist on the show tonight, there wouldn't be enough time to even begin to scratch the surface of all his talents. He's a singer, guitarist, linguist, actor, showman, writer, you can go on and on and on. Within the last 4 days, Mr. Bickel has done 4 such shows to raise money to defeat Proposition 14. If that wasn't enough, he is also in the middle of a film for the UN. It's my great pleasure to bring to you Mr. Theodore Bickel.
Now those pickets out there are really going to have it in for me. That's all right. No, that's what we're here for. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. 'Cause the times, they are a-changing. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
I wanted to sing this song because, in a sense, this is what we're all about. The times are a-changing. Those who couldn't eat in places before, those who couldn't live in some places before, can now, and if they can't now, they will tomorrow. I'm sorry I'm so far away from you all. I feel that this pool of thing divides us. But they figured it was going to cost a lot of money to cover it over so we could play out on the lip there. And inasmuch as we need every cent we can get in order to fight this campaign, we said, we'll play with a pool. What can be? You see, we have a gimmick somehow. Peter's gonna walk on the water and I'm gonna part the waves. All right. Let me sing a few international type songs. In as much as we've been labeled anyway, to hell with it, we'll sing international songs. I know you may be getting colder, but I'm getting warmer. And I've shown the colors red, white, and blue, so all right. That, in case you didn't dig it, was a Hebrew song which said, here we are, those whom you wished to destroy, children's children's children of those who wandered in the desert, standing before the thorn bush again, not defeated, not dead, but alive. Actually, there is a reason why I sing of my own heritage. Sometime during a program, I always do. And the reason is very deep going. I'm intensely proud of it. It adds to my being an American. And I won't allow those people to turn what to me is the most precious thing we have, a multicolored, multifaceted, beautiful society, into a gray sameness where all the houses are alike. The colored man only gets accepted when he turns white, and the white man turns a gray himself. Not good enough. I want to have neighbors who are Italian, Jewish, French, colored, Chinese, and all of them add. And that's why I sing of my own heritage, and I hope that my neighbor will sing of his, and that I'll get curious about what he sings about, and how he laughs, and how he sings, and how he grieves, and how he works, and how he dies. And if he's as curious about me and my ways, then we'll have a society that'll survive, not otherwise. So, enough sermons. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. But I must say I got rather turned on by those hoodlums out there.
Undo ackerst, undo seist, undo fieterst, undo meist, undo hammerst, undo spinnst, sag mein Volk, was du verdienst. Kling, klang, kling, klang, kling der Hammer mit sein Gesang. Kling, klang, kling, klang, zerreiß die Kei von Sklavenzwang. Brothers, you that plow and sow, you that feed and you that mow, wield your hammer night and day, tell me if your sweat is worth the pay. Kling, klang, kling, klang, listen to the hammer song. Kling, klang, kling, klang, we'll break the yoke, it won't be long. Sog, wo is dein Tisch gegräbt? Sog, wo is dein Jontef kleid? Sog, wo is dein scharfe Schwert? Well, as glick is dir beschert. Kling, klang, kling, klang, kling der Hammer mit sein Gesang. Kling, klang, kling, klang, zerreiß die Kei von Sklavenzwang. Who prepares your evening meal? And who cares what grief you feel? When you die, will someone mourn? To what purpose, tell me, where you born? Kling, klang, kling, klang, listen to the hammer song. Kling, klang, kling, klang, we'll break the yoke, boys, it won't be long. Mann von Arbeit, wohl gewacht, und erkenn dein starke Macht. Wenn dein starke Hand nur will, stehen alle Räder still. Now awake, the end's in sight. See your power, feel your might. Were it not for your strong hand, not a wheel could turn in all the land. Kling, klang, kling, klang, listen to the hammer song. Kling, klang, we'll break the yoke, boys, it won't be long.
Lots of inspired songs, but I don't really feel like singing of love in the individual sense, only of love in the universal sense. Right, where are we? What language haven't we tackled yet? What? Shh! What are you saying? What are you saying Russian for? English? What's that? All right, I heard. I tell you what we'll do. I'll sing you a new song which was written by a young man that whom I tried to bring here for this concert, but somehow we couldn't swing it with schedules, who is, I guess, the modern broadside writer. He writes about events as he reads about them in the newspapers. His name is Phil Oakes. I want to sing a song that we all know, and I love to sing it with people, and I sang it before even at this place, but there's always new verses that are being added so we can make them up as we go along, and you are supposed to harmonize on this, and I ain't going to let you off the hook on account of you might A, you might enjoy it, and B, it'll keep you warm and all. And it is, of course, well, can we turn on some house lights? Some, not all. Not all, did you hear that? It's very New York. So that people can get self-conscious and can check up on each other whether they're singing or not. That's very nice. We'll sing Michael Rowe. For singing. It's singing that goes straight to God. They don't believe that we believe in God, but I tell you, it singing goes straight to God. It's the clapping that stays down on earth. And it's those people who have made the sing-alongs into clap-alongs who are going to ruin folk music. All right. Now, again, with mellifluous voices and harmonies, if you please. Michael Rowe.
Soul.
schon. Halleluja, Michael Rowe. Halleluja, Mississippi River.
Twisted my arm. Twisted, collectively twisted my arm. Rodney made me jealous. Thank you.
Just remember, apart from the good time tonight, go out and work like the devil, because they've got money and they've got power, and all we've got is faith. Go. There'll be 5 minutes for a very short stretch, and then we'll be right back. We're a little short, so if you just make it very fast, all right? Thank you.